Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla. This is Dr. This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Biometric ID inside the innovative new C-Class.
I know you so well. I can't tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me. And you are. And you are. You know I can't lie. If I say to you, baby, I love you, then baby, I love you. Oh, and I do. Yes, I do. I do. Could it be that's a phrase you thought never would phase you? Well, baby, you better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm the one who's supposed to kneel down and propose. Well, all right. Ooh, I might. So when I kiss you goodnight, just sleep tight with a thought that you'll always be caught up in love with me. And you'll dream at the stars up above at the answer of whether we'll be or whether we won't be in love. Well, we are. Yes, we are. Could it be that's a phrase you thought never would fade you? Well, baby, oh, you better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm the one who's supposed to kneel down and propose. Well, all right. Oh, I might. So when I kiss you goodnight, just sleep tight with a thought that you'll always be caught up in love with me. And you'll dream that the stars up above at the end of whether we'll be or whether we won't be in love. Well, we are. Yes, we are. We are. Yeah, we are. Indubitably, we are.
And now, Antonia Betts.
This is a product of WBNN. This is Informational Guru, and I'm your host, Antonia Betts. And I'm on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, calling at 516-9133. Press 1# to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Tom Multimedia. Tonight's show is titled BA.5. Coronavirus is a new COVID-19 that has hit the scene. So where at? It is said not to be as devastating as some previous diseases. But is it? Will it have effect on viral surges? We'll see. Also, monkeypox. It is being tracked recently while being mostly monitored here in the United States. And why? Where else? The causes and spread will be discussed as presumed. Plus, our economy, inflation, greenflation here in our nation and other places. Corporations, are they mostly to blame? Also, gun control and other violence. It appears mostly to be in the United States. At what ages? Only by the citizens? Yes or no? Good evening, everyone. Yes, we are back again to discuss a COVID-19 issue, which we were very hopefully to have been closing the doors to, and any of its new developments and health threats. And an article written by Time Magazine in July of this year on the 11th day called it by title, A Super Contagious Omicron Mutant, which is worrying scientists. It's called actually an evolution evolving from BA5 to BA2.75. It says, the quickly changing coronavirus has spawned yet another super contagious Omicron mutant that's worrying scientists as it gains ground in India and pop up in numerous other countries, including the United States. Scientists said that the variant called BA.2.75 may be able to spread rapidly and get around immunity from vaccines and previous infections. It is unclear whether it could cause more serious diseases than the other Omicron variants at this stage, but they are including the United States in the cause of it being spread, but it's very gradual, so you don't have to worry about it. And it doesn't appear to have the same severe results. Said that it's really early, too early for us to draw many conclusions. Matthew Finneker, Director of Clinical Virology at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, New York, Minnesota. They said the state of Minnesota is where it has been first detected, but it does look like, especially in the country of India, the rate of transmissions are showing that they are increasing severely. Whether it will outcompete the BA.5, he said, has yet to be determined. Also being detected about being found in 10 other countries, including Australia, Germany, United Kingdom, of course, which is England, and Canada. Well, actually, Canada has not been hit, but it's so close to the United States border until they do try to make sure they are watched very closely by the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. Two cases were recently identified on the west coast of the United States, and what they call a helix, the cells. They identified a third United States case last. Some may say, well, vaccination and boosting has not prevented people from getting infected. Yes, it is true. he said. But what we have seen is that the rate of people ending up in the hospital and dying has significantly decreased. As for other people who have been vaccinated and boosted or naturally infected, they're starting to see the background levels of immunity worldwide creep up. On Channel 6 News here in Philadelphia, on May the 19th, speaking of diseases, there's a question, what is monkeypox? Monkeypox is being taken seriously because there are other causes and things such as that that had eventually evolved and had managed to be studied by the CDC even closer, Center for Disease Control. But there was this big question to know about viral symptoms as it spread in the United States. It was confirmed first in the year 2022 with a case of the monkeypox being here. But it was back in May, everyone, considering that this is July now. The United States confirmed its first case of monkeypox in May, that as the European health authorities had identified a number of cases of the rare virus this week, most of it has been detected in young men, as had been reported at that time. Monkeypox can be transmitted from animals to humans when an infected animal, such as a rodent or a primate being something in the line of a gorilla or even actually the human race is a form of a primate. If it bites or scratches a person, that was the report back in May. But the CDC said humans can also be infected when herding wild animals or preparing what they call bush meat for consumption. It is said that disease can also spread from person to person. Large respiratory droplets. Now, considering we spoke on droplets, it was at one point the word airborne had been used during some given period during these different stages of coronavirus. So, can they be detected under any other conditions? But of course it can be detected conditions. The CDC said humans can also be infected when hunting wild animals and being in their presence and not realizing that they're spreading it amongst each other, the wild animals. The disease can also spread from person to person, as mentioned, and cannot travel no more than a few feet to have what they call prolonged close contact. Prolonged in a sense of being physically engaging in each other, mostly, not exclusively. What are the symptoms? The incubation period for monkeypox is between 7 and 14 days. Symptoms are really generally mild, according to the CDC. So let me explain to you all, when you hear about 7 to 14 days, that don't mean that you're on your way out of this world. In other words, you're not dying. It just takes that time to pretty much brew up inside of your body. So when one cell is attacked, it takes this good old time and move to another cell or cluster of cells where it can do whatever it plans on doing to make your body go through stages even more. They say that the most common symptoms include fever, headache, fatigue, and muscle aches. It doesn't say anything here about, you know, cold symptoms such as sneezing or necessarily coughing or mention. If you see anything like that develop and then eventually go into what they call the latter stages, this is what to look for. It is more severe. Patients can develop a rash and lesions that often begin on the face before spreading to the rest of the body for weeks. Although there have been no cases of death reported in the United States at that time, back in May, monkeypox had led to death in other countries, and as many as 1 to 10 people in Africa who contract that disease. But that is in only certain regions. Maybe they came in contact with an infected animal. That's why it's traced back there in particular. Officials are unaware of any cases in Canada. When Canada seemed to encounter things such as coronavirus, things such as that, they seem to pretty much have very strict rules about what they require. And because this is fairly new in the United States, you know, these various viruses and what have you, we don't have an idea until eventually coronavirus comes along. We had to learn the precautions we had to consider. Even though some people opposed it later on, but they did it for their safety, your safety, and hoping to reduce the spread of the viruses. So they tell you back in May, on the 2nd, cases have been reported in the United States of monkeypox and didn't spread very much. But after the reports mentioned in the state of Massachusetts, there was a detection of it assumed to come from a traveler who had left Africa, where they said it had originated in about those certain communities. And they imply that close contact, even there, was the reason for their monkeypox, especially sexual. Now, keep in mind, when they had shown the pictures of what they looked like, let's just say in the media, they looked like what they had been in the form of chickenpox decades ago, when people had to immunize their children before sending them to school, or just in general when they were required to get an immunization, and if it didn't take effect fast enough and people had caught the chicken pox, it looked like they had hundreds, maybe thousands of little bumps with white tops that were on the exterior of the bumps all over throughout their body. It didn't attack any specific place. Maybe it did start out in the face when it was chicken pox. So the word pox was something that they could associate this particular disease called monkeypox with and see where there were just a lot of little pock marks all throughout a person's face, their arms, their possibly personal areas, their anything that the pox could attack, that's what it would attack. So after that occurred, the good news months later, which is July, they say, being distributed first in New York City, about 14,500 vaccines available. They hadn't discussed yet how they're going to distribute it, but I'm quite sure they know to act rapidly of addressing that. So there will be any further announcements that will be mentioned throughout wherever they plan on extending the vaccine, they will give announcements as to how and when and where, especially if you tune into your local stations. Hopefully, they will still make it available throughout the nation because there have been detected others. Why they're not panicking about what to do about this particular vaccine as they go along. Hopefully that distribution would lead into those other countries that were mentioned, like Australia, the United Kingdom, and Africa, of course, and Asia, of course, who seem to suffer from it mostly, because there are people who travel and may not realize that there's a precaution they need to settle by making sure they know about the immunizations and the vaccines and what have you that can hopefully handle the care of this, the BA4 and the BA.5 vaccines. So with that being said, congratulations, federal government. The CDC was able to act upon this one in an expeditious way, and we appreciate and applaud your efforts to do what is right, which is get to the core of a problem and make sure we understand what we can do in order to receive the vaccines in the near future. It has been said throughout the media corporations who have what is called, quote, the need for greed, quote, that the causes of inflation, which involve gasoline, clothing, food, and millions of other perishable and non-perishable items. They blame it on various problems that have been in the United States and abroad for the past few years, causing havoc for many different reasons. Like, for example, the United States and abroad, you know, anywhere you can mention across the planet, who have been hit by the inflation for the past few years. They say that the corporations at one point blamed it upon maybe coronavirus, possibly truck driver strikes could blame it on. Even though the price of gasoline is seeming to gradually decrease as we speak, as of now, July the 11th, they say people are not convinced that living wages will ever be restored or probably they could possibly, speaking of the workers, could receive a decent living wage from all they have earned, acquire their money, maybe they have an inherited wealth for the people on the opposite end of the totem pole. Maybe they just perform small tasks in order to make sure they keep food on the table. Some companies have imposed huge work layoffs of thousands and thousands of people. And other companies, well, there are many jobs that are out there to be filled if the people want to work. They should be careful about saying if, because you'd be surprised of people who have sought out work, but for whatever reason, they have not been able to get it. We'll discuss that after we hear a track from Brother O, and please take it away.
Certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair, and as we kissed and said goodnight, the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Could he know we'd two were so in love, the whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang. I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley Square.
Thank you. I did forget to include, when it comes to the issue of the layoffs, there's also the issue of the feelings of the layoffs upon the workers, but it's nothing that neither they nor the company can do about it once the whole contract has been finalized, because it is a pretty bad feeling of a worker being displaced from a job they are possibly satisfied with, and with them having to go somewhere other than where they're usually working at can make a person feel very unsure of themselves. If they go to another place to work and it does not work out for them. Now, with that being said, if you can pause momentarily, there's the issue of greenflation. I would love to define it for you and tell you the reason why that term has recently came about, greenflation, that is. Okay, so thank you. So, hello, this is Informational Guru by Antonia Batts. Can I ask who's calling, please?
Hi, Antonia. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
All right. How are you, Mo Garman?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call in and support your show. Your show is outstanding, as usual. You have just a ton of just wonderful information that you're sharing.
Well, thank you, Mo Garman. And I have to admit, it's always a pleasure when I can make sure I can be there that evening that you're normally present on your show, that I want you to know I appreciate you also. So
thank you.
Please, okay. And would you kindly let us know your show's name and the next time you're scheduled to be on, and thank you also, Mo Garman.
Sure. My show is called Breaking the Silence, and my next show is this Friday, July 15th. On WBNN.
Okay. Thank you, Mo Garman. Mo Garman, she's another co-host. Hopefully you can tune into some of the spectacular things that she has to say, and I really appreciate her being here. So there will be a time when I'll eventually go on her show and find out and tell her whatever my discovery was, just to share a little information. And her support is always appreciated. Thank you. Now, so with that being said, greenflation, and it's very concerning because some say that it may threaten the fight against climate change. They feel as though it would interfere because, of course, it will take a lot of drilling to continue to get these natural products from the Mother Earth, which will be things like copper, aluminum, plutonium, uranium, and other raw materials and minerals. Those items are necessary because, for example, once they're manufactured, they create anything from cars to houses to skyscrapers. And something as minuscule as a stick of lipstick, because of the type of bonding material it needs to hold the product itself. And it creates other resources for things that will make sure that we use in the hospitals. So, yes, we do have a need, unfortunately, to drill and things of that nature. But the big question is, how carefully will the contractors excavating the environment as they dig out, and some people would consider it exploit Mother Earth? They feel as though there's enough damage that has been done already, and we hope that we can benefit from some greenflation while there is a controlled action, even in Congress and the United Nations, the world, that can make sure we don't have to be held prey to taking this environment down, and have town hall meetings about global warming or climate change or anything that concerns us. After all, this is the place that we will have to live, and our children's children, and so on and so forth. Now, with that being said, before I actually go into the subject of guns and violence, bring on a guest, and she will gladly discuss about how she makes sure she, with her three children, do what is necessary to make sure that they are not a product of guns and violence. I tell you about her mostly because, having met her some years ago, I noticed that the children were very good children. And when I happened to have a little piece of a car back then, I couldn't see myself leaving nobody and their children out by the bus stop for them to travel many miles to get home, because people who are good people, and if they're not, God bless them, I wish them luck, but if they're good people, you try to do what you can to help preserve them so we can continue to have people who care about doing what they're supposed to do as a caregiver, a parent, and definitely a contributor to society. So we would not have some of the mayhem that has been developed that I'll tell you about after she tells her side of things, on how she feel good about what she does as a parent without having to divulge all of her personal business. But after all, she's a business person, so I trust that she will be able to take the lead right now in order to mention her wonderful job that she's doing with her children, one of many parents that I can actually say I've ran into in a lifetime. Darlene, how are you?
Hi, I am well. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much. And how have you been?
I have been good. How about yourself?
Oh, so far, pretty good. Thank you very much. I appreciate your answer.
You're welcome.
Right. Before Darlene speaks, she gave a quote from the scripture, if Ephesians. And some people may not feel as though that that's the pathway that they travel in order to keep life as they know it for themselves and the raising of their family and involving the community. But that one particular scripture was very touching. And I said, who best to ask to come on to discuss her viewpoint on parenting than Darlene? And Darlene, after all, like I mentioned a few years ago, she has been on the show before because with her having businesses that she dabble in, she have quite a few things that she had brought to the table that, you know, really lent a light on a lot of things that are going on out here in the industry. You know, they may be considered mom and pop things to some people, but then again, on the other hand, you know, just minerals like coffee, things of that nature, you know, some people are very particular about their coffee. That's why they go to Starbucks and other places. But meanwhile, let me lend the floor to Darlene and get her viewpoint on parenting and what she does to keep her children preoccupied and going in the right direction. And just, you know, living life as a parent should for the safety and concern of what goes on out there for their community as well as themselves. Thank you, Darlene. Please go ahead.
I will say one thing that my mother taught me is to be respectful. She taught morals. She taught us how to handle or present ourselves well while we're in the company of others. But also she taught us that we're not just representing ourselves when we go somewhere, but we're representing the God that we serve. We're representing her and as well as our family. And so with the morals that she taught my brother and I, we pass it down to our children because it's necessary to have well-behaved children, to have children who respect adults and respect other people. And so we really we expect a standard from our own children as well as my mother did for my brother and I.
Okay. Well, with that being said, may I ask about your children? How often do you make sure that your children are monitored, you know, like, for example, with screen time and play time on some of these games that they have? Because, of course, over a while, quite a while now, maybe like 10, 15 years, there has been an involvement of the games, for example, the graphic games. You know, of course, there have been the development of social media, and I know you probably try to correct your children if necessary or applaud them when they do well.
With screen time, my youngest is 13. And I monitor screen time. I monitor who she talks to on the phone, how long she talks to them. My oldest would be actually 21. So I don't monitor her as much because she's older and she's an adult, but I do make sure that she let me know her whereabouts so that if anything shall happen, you know, I'll be able to get to her and know where she is. But as far as my 10-year-old, I try to monitor everything that she does on the phone or on the computer because of so many things that's out here, as you said previously. And parenting is not easy because, you know, once they become teenagers, then they have the I know more than you syndrome, I call it. And so I do my due diligence as a parent to do what's necessary and what's needed of me to prepare her, to make sure that she's doing well in school, to make sure that she's respecting adults and doing things that she's supposed to be at her age.
Good. What do you tell them about safety once they step their foot out of your door?
Wow. Safety is very key to me. I tell my children always be alert. Even my grown daughter and my nephews, they're grown as well. But I tell them to be alert. I tell them to be of their surroundings, be alert of their surroundings. I tell them that trust your instincts. If it doesn't feel safe, then 9 times out of 10, it's not. And so I just make sure I instill the proper tactics and strategies for them, just to let them know that you can't trust everything and everybody.
Do you think that they at least try to be, if not honest, at least reasonable in listening to what you say and hopefully following through life with, you know, what they consider as, you know, safety precautions you try to instill in them?
I do. My oldest daughter now, she still takes the advice that I give her. She still calls me if anything she doesn't understand something. So I honor that because, you know, once your children get older, they think sometimes they don't need you. And not that she's needy, but I feel honored to have my daughter still call me and ask for my advice. As far as my youngest child, she's different than my oldest. I know all children, they're different, but she's a little bit more outgoing and a little bit more talkative than my oldest. So I had to raise her not differently, but with a little bit more precaution. And so that's just the lifestyle of a parent with multiple children.
Great. Now, I would probably ask you, you know, this is a very touchy subject, I know, but it's not something that is vouched for your children. It shows that you definitely do your job when it comes to raising your children and, you know, making them understand that what you're trying to tell them is just to lead them in the right direction. What is your opinion on the children ages approximately 10 to 14, presumed, who chased down the 73-year-old man in one of the urban neighborhoods in this area, and he fell and hit his head, and the children are obviously being looked for, you know, as there's an investigation that has been launched. I'm not asking you to criticize their parents. Do you think that their parents could have done something differently? After all, they were out there, I heard, at 2:30 in the morning when that had happened. I just hope that, you know, get your presumption of what could have been done differently if you felt as though that, even though you don't know their parents still, you know, what would you have done differently?
Just as a parent, not to criticize because I don't know their situation, just knowing the whereabouts of your children, especially at that young age. I say, once you walk out the door, your children is liable to do anything, even if you don't raise them in that manner. Because they're going to still be children. They're still going to their own thing. But just trusting that they will take your advice, the good advice that you give them, the standards that you set trusting that they get in and they will act upon it. But we all have our own past regardless of the fact. And so I can't say or condone what the parents should have done or shouldn't have done. But just knowing their whereabouts and making sure they're in the house, especially at their age. But then again, I don't know their situation. Maybe their parents worked at night, and so they maybe just went outside knowing that they shouldn't. So it's a lot that can be perceived or assumed, but it's just unfortunate that what happened. And so my condolences to the man's family.
Very well put. So with that being said, darling, I can say I really appreciate your coming on, giving a very good viewpoint. And I was told to please ask you to stay on while some music is being played. If you have a few minutes, we'd appreciate it. And there may be a person who might want to ask you, a question or two. Feel free to answer anything that you consider is reasonable. And I thank you so much, darling, because after all, I tell you, their little faces, when they were, very small, it stayed in my mind because I said, look at those children. I said, she obviously raised them in the environment that she found necessary. And I will definitely read your Ephesians at the end of the show. You don't have to be present because you already have it on text. I just wanted to say I appreciate it because I know that's your character. But also, regardless of how good a person we can, we still must teach our children how to be more safer and definitely listen to the advice of your parent, as you have pretty much shown us by telling us what you've done up to this point. Would you please hold for a little while? If you're still there, please hold, and some music will be played, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, well, with that being said,
it was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, not the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those. Thought of it, about the end of it, when we started
painting the town. We might have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear. But it was just one of those things.
Tony, are you there? Okay, we hope we didn't lose Antonia after all this time here on WBNN. But we do have another caller on the line right now, and we'll bring the caller on. Call number two, you're live with the wonderful informational guru by Antonia Batts.
Hello there. It's Ava Holly. How are you, brother O?
Hey, Ava Holly. How are you doing tonight?
I'm not feeling 100%, but I'm here. I wanted to support Antonia's show, and what a great topic she has tonight. And I think it was Darlene was talking about respect, that, you know, there's so many kids that are growing up without that today. So every person that is, you know, doing that and bringing their kids up the right way, like Darlene was saying, is so important because, I don't know, I think the world's gone to hell in a handbag.
Yeah,
so I just wanted to call and support Antonia. I guess we lost her there for a minute, but I'm sure she'll be back, and I hope she gets a chance to know
I'm
that
here.
I said hey.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
I'm
there you
here.
Are. Hey, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Oh, okay.
Good, good.
For supporting me.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Oh, thank you for the support.
Oh, you're welcome. Not feeling 100% tonight, but I wanted to call in and support your show. And I really enjoyed Darlene talking and just telling Brother O, you know, respect of our youth is so important today because a lot of it's gone out the window somewhere. So everybody that does what Darlene is doing and what many of us are doing with our children is so important today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good luck with your show.
Yeah.
And I'm listening in and, you know, enjoy you very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Ava. And I hope you feel better.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay. And you have no question for Darlene at the moment or you're fine?
No, just listening in. I really enjoyed what she had to say.
Good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And you have a wonderful night.
Where's
you
your next show,
care,
Ava Holly? Hey,
my
your
next show
Ava?
Is August 3rd, 9:30.
All right, all right. Well, Antonia, you heard that. Thank you, Ava, for calling in. And Darlene's still on the line right now, Antonia.
Okay, thank you. Well, I don't want to detain her too long if no one has a question to ask her. But I will say, in the name of doing what's right out here, we don't want to tell any other people that there aren't parents out here who are not doing their job. You know, we have to be realistic. No matter what type of a job that the parent can do or has done, I have to admit, I've seen some parents who have done their best. And they have not been given the credit that they deserve. As for me, you know, I don't know how to approach the thought of some children who get out of line, as that incident that was here in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the first time I've seen anything.
And it's funny you said that. It's funny you said that, Antonia. I was just talking to a host of WBNN tonight about that, and I was trying to tell that person that this has happened before, and it's sad because, you know, I talked about this on my show on Thursday night, you heard, and, of course, on News Forum, it's about, you know, proper adulting for proper parenting. And that's where it lingers. That's where the problem lies. You know, some people are not, you know, mentally fit, Antonia, to be parents. You know, and, you know, a person brought up, you know, a rapper by the name of Young Thug, and he talked about, you know, you shouldn't be having babies if you're not mentally able to have babies. Now, of course, you know, Young Thug right now is going through situations where, you know, he's, you know, his own personal situation. But what he said before he went into that situation was true. You know, we have to be able to channel the ability to be a parent and be able to teach our children when it is time to have children. And another thing, too, before I bring on the next caller, yeah, I'm going to get out of here, you know, and allow my commissioner to do into those time later on. But, you know, it's a sad situation when you see the inability to really parent children in this day and age, to rear them. Sometimes we always talk about, you know, the circumstances, you know, well, maybe they don't have the money here, blah, 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 blah. But if we rear our children well, they will understand when to have children and be able to be there for their kids. You know, these children, Antonia, were out. Okay? There's no excuses for children at 10, 12, 13, and even 14 years old, near 3 o'clock on the morn, to harass anybody outside. There is no excuse for that, Antonia. None. And we have to, you know, bridle ourselves to be able to get back to get back down on business, and it's to be able to be the caretakers of our children. And I've been saying this, you've been with me a long time, Tony, right? You know, that's why I guess, you know, this show is so deep, that's why they cut you off. You know. So congratulations. You know what I mean, on that way, right? Do you know where your children are right now? Do you know where your kids, I don't care if they're grown. Do you know where their children, you know, I know where my kid is. You know, I can reach out on FaceTime and be able to, and he'll answer the phone right then and there. Hey, Dad, what's going on? What's going on? I felt something. Are you okay? Oh, yeah, Dad, I'm fine. That's you know, you don't know what it does for a child to know that even though they're grown, their parent still cares. You know, you understand what I'm saying, Tony? Their parent, you're a parent of a only child, right? And
yeah,
you know, so am I, and to the point where, you know, hey man, where you at? Oh, Dad, Mom, I'm down here. Okay, as long as you okay, and I can hear your voice, and you're good. These kids these days are not even hearing that. Antonia, they're not even hearing the care, the utter care of a parent saying, are you okay? You know, understand that for a second. Let that breathe in the air. But not only that, though, discipline has never been the enemy of enthusiasm. Okay? If you rear your child up in the way that is righteous, they won't fall for the giddy-up. They won't fall for it. And we have a lot of children out here that are raised by their music and social media.
Mm-hmm.
Their little minds have been corrupted, Tony, by the music and social media. Social media has become the parent. Get on the phone, they can go way away to see the ratchetness of the world instead of, you know, taking the time of social media, you know. And I got to give a shout-out to my commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla Jay. She talked about, you know, using the Internet well. This is like 5 months ago. She might not even remember saying it. But, you know, the Internet is for positivity and negativity. And another thing, too, it's free will. And now, when you have a child, you need to guide that free will into positivity and righteousness. Now, you have a caller on the line that's been waiting to get on the line, and I'm so glad that he is there. And, of course, he's another person that, you know, has, you know, garnered Internet success in the Hall of Fame. Mr. Huni Bakatun, are you there?
Okay. Can I mention real fast before you presume that, you know, darling,
yes.
is sticking around.
She's still on.
If it's going to be a long time, I think she has to prepare for the next day. So if you got to release her now, please let me know.
No. She's on right now, Tony.
Oh, okay. Because she was asking me, you know, about the timing, I'm sure. She, you know, she has a family, so I'm quite sure she has a time frame she has to adhere to, you know, make sure everything works out.
Right. No problem. Okay. After Darlene, we'll bring on our caller. Go ahead.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Darlene, you there?
So I'm here.
All right, young lady.
So, yeah. Now, would you have a question for her real fast that she could answer? It sounds like she has to move on. Or Darlene, do you have to go right now? That's what I should ask.
No, I have a little bit of time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, with that being said, thank you very much, Darlene. And Mr. Huni Bakatun, you said, would like to come on.
All right, now, who are you there?
Hey, peace, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, you acting like Tony now with the delay. I got to tease both of y'all. It's not.
You know what, Hall of Fame four time. First of all, how you doing, Miss Antonia Betts?
Oh, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. Honest to you, your special guest, sorry about the airplane flying over. You know, respect goes a long ways. And you're talking about a person that was sent to assist with waking a people that has been lost for such a long time. Sometimes I know I'm duly qualified to do a lot of stuff, especially, you know, for the people that's been in a state of ignorance for such a long time. And when I say ignorance, I'm talking about a state of not knowing. Not that you're stupid. Not you, but just you in general, right? And it's going to take some simple things. And I've been offering some simple things for well over 37 years. And one of the most simple things it would take is just for us as a people, primarily, is to concentrate on ourselves and each other. Forget about, I'm not saying not to be concerned with other people and their plights and all that kind of stuff. But what I'm saying, Ms. Antonia and listening audience, our people have came to the aid of everybody that you can imagine. We fought to get everybody's rights because I know as a people, that's the type of soul that we have. We love pretty much everybody, but we lost that love for self and kind, right? So one of the most simplest ways is for us to take that love that we have been handing out to each and everybody else, but don't get that type of love back. That's like I'm going to go ahead and say it. You look at the rainbow, not the Rainbow Coalition, but you look how everybody came together and they're so sensitive to the lesbian, gay, whatever they're called now. The whole world, especially from the United States, everybody is catering to them and feeling sorry for them and fighting for them, right? I have yet to see in my 54 years where our people get that same type of concern. You know, we might, you know, sing and dance and all that kind of stuff like that up until the next, you know, police shooting. You understand? But it's always temporary, right? And the other thing I want to say is, now that's the obvious, but sometimes it's just the simple things that I do. Now I know that you and I are not connected through social media, but I took a lot of photos. And one of the things I have got questioned on is why do I take a bow towards other people? To make that clear once and for all, my form of bow is not a worship to no human being on this earth, nor is it to a mystery God that a lot of people claim that they believe in, have heart. But it's a show, a simple gesture of respect, right? And some people can connect to me through social media, family, friends, whatever, or even foes. It's the simple things that I notice, especially when it comes to children, because I'm a person that respect myself. I respect my people. I love my people. I don't love the idiots and the evil ones in their kind. I don't have that type of love, especially for my open enemies. I don't have that type of love, no forgiveness for an open enemy, right? But what I'm saying is the simple things that assist with getting us back on track is starting to respect ourselves and each other and really, really love ourselves, because once we do, we can pretty much make an overnight change just like that. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Okay,
you're
well
welcome.
Spoken, and we appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to say before I ask? Did you have a question for Darlene, or you're satisfied?
No, Darlene, I just want to say, I'm sorry, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on as a special guest. You already do what you do, and I got divine love and respect for you. I'm a host of We Will Aware You. My show will be July 28th at 9:30 on this great WBNN station. And I was speaking about Mission Planet Earth, because it's time for me to start really explaining on why a lot of stuff is happening here on planet Earth. Okay? So definitely tune into that.
Okay, thank you. Well, Darlene, we're going to go into a music session at this point. We look forward to that. But we know you have responsibilities, and we thank you very much.
Do you mind if I
on.
Share
yes,
one
please.
Thing that I do? My husband and I, we have different, I would say ministries, but our main one is music, and we also do, we have a nonprofit called the Resource Pop-Up Bus. Anyone can come on. Our empowerment sessions that we focus on four areas: health and wellness, education and achievement, financial literacy, and economic development. And we have empowerment sessions around those four focus points every month, probably 3 to 4 times a month different. But this July the 30th coming up, from 12 to 4, in person and on Zoom, we will have our mental health and wellness extravaganza in Chester, PA, and also online. So I'm looking forward to it. And if you want to visit what it is that we do, follow us on all social medias, the Resource Pop-Up Bus, or you can look online at www.theresourcepopupbus.org. So we look forward to having you guys.
Thank you very much, Darlene. Now, what I want to say is I didn't mean shut up to you, to the cat, because of some changes that she's going through. So I'm glad you continued on. Would you, because I was a little interruptive, would you please tell everyone how to find you again on your social media or whatever you provide for contact?
You can go online where we have a website, www.theresourcepopupbus.org, or you can follow us, like and share, and subscribe to our channel on YouTube as well, and on all social medias. It's the Resource Pop-Up Bus, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and also YouTube.
Wonderful. Darlene, thank you very much. I know you have to go, and please again excuse me for having to say shut up, but I tell you, people get a laugh out of it when I talk to them personally, because they ask me, what is that noise in the background? They thought it was a machine. But nevertheless, it's always good to talk to you, and I'm glad to hear that you and your husband are still going strong with your businesses and how you're conducting yourselves within your home and with managing your children. And it's always good to talk to you. So you have a great evening, and thank you for being present. And with that being said, everyone, we're now going to have music, and I assume that we'll be going into Ngozi time at that point. I'm not going to ask you to shut up. I only save that for the cat, only because she can be very loud when I'm on the radio. But she knows she's loved. That's why she's not going anywhere. Take care. Okay, thank you, bless you, Darlene, and I'll talk to you later on.
Okay. Now, would that be...
First of all, I want to thank Antonia Bass tonight for an outstanding thesis. And, you know, this young lady's been doing this for over 9 years. Just being, you know, herself. You know, she'll know how to be anything else but herself. And I'm so proud of Antonia Bass and what she's given to not just this radio station, but other radio stations. You know, that's why she was nominated, you know, 2 years ago for the International Radio Hall of Fame. you know, her just undaunting gift, you know, of being great, you know, on purpose. And I love her very, very much. And now, in Ghosty Time by my commissioner.
All right. Wow. Antonia, I really enjoyed your show. I enjoyed your guest, Darlene. The topics were wonderful and most needed at this unprecedented time that we're in now because of all that's going on. And with Darlene talking about the children and how she's raising her kids, well, raised her 21-year-old and raising her 13-year-old was very awesome. And, wow. But I want everybody to know that in Philadelphia, we have so much going on, as Antonia brought up. And surprisingly, last Thursday, they passed a curfew that they put in place for children 17 and under, that they have to be in the house by 10 p.m. But yet, those kids are out. And every night, kids are still out past 10 p.m. So we have to figure out, what are we going to do? Are we going to call the police to let them know kids are still outside after 10 p.m.? Because they're out, and they're doing all kinds of ungodly things, and they're doing it during the daytime as well. So it's going to take a lot of prayer in this city and around this country. So, Antonia, I definitely thank you for your program tonight. I really enjoyed it. I invite all you listening to tune in to News Forum this coming Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. I am the host and anchor of News Forum. We're going to be talking about, well, the topic is the Wild Wild West and a country and world of unrest. And that's going to be the topic, so definitely tune in if you can this Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. All right, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Milewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.Ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Milewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now back to 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Antonia Batts.
Thank you, and I appreciate that, Chinchilla. With that being said, I'd like to say, I guess you all got to see the drill sergeant in me when a child oversteps themselves, but some people don't realize, yes, there's a time that you can be very kind to the children, but there's a time you may have to be firm. And this cat was just one good example of how I've had to deal with some children when they reach a certain stage in life. And that's like the preteen and the early teen stage, because I've seen them do some things that were really over the top, maybe not have been involved in the murder of a 73-year-old, but I've worked with kids to a certain point. It wasn't my career path, but, you know, it was a job for the time I needed it, and I was glad to be of service and let them see when they're not being good. I had to be a little firm, not nasty, but you know, some people practice on their animals in order to see how to take on the right path and make sure they understand when they say no, or if they have to say shut up versus be quiet. They have to be careful, because if not, some of these children will self-destruct, and we don't need any more than what's going on now with a lot of people out there being shot in the streets, these kids, these teens, these young adults, just people in general. And all that has to do with people not willing to do their job sometimes. Sometimes the parents, they have situations they can't overcome, like Darlene mentioned. And everything isn't the same. It's not always just a mental health issue. Maybe it's not a mental health issue on their behalf. Sometimes grandparents, great-grandparents, are raising the children upon the absence of a parent. all types of things occur. But I'm going to read you this before I call it the night that Darlene has sent. Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verses 2 to 3 in the NLT book. It says here, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Make an allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make efforts, every effort, to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. Thank you, Darlene. I appreciate the quote, and it's a consolation to know that there are people who seek out what is considered the right thing, the right thing to say and do on behalf of avoiding guns and violence. Good night, and you all have a good evening, and thank you very much, Chinchilla. And I'll talk to you hopefully in the next 4 weeks. Take care. Good night.